Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with a Bible subject and a Bible principle called Seed, Time and Harvest. And we're doing part 7 from an 11-part series. And the topic today is Faith and Fear Comes by Hearing. In the Bible, in the Word of God, God says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Faith is released into our spirit man as we hear the Word of God. Not so much as we read the Word of God, our faith is developed and built up as we hear the Word of God, as it goes into our natural ear, down into our spiritual ear, and then it's released into our spirit man. The original use of this, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word, was put in position by God that when we heard His Word, faith would be released into our spirit man, and our spirit man would operate in faith. But because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, this whole thing has been twisted. People can speak in faith if they're born again, or they can speak in fear if they're not born again. Fear has a potential also to be a reciprocal of that truth that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Since there is spiritual power in God's Word to release faith, there is also spiritual power in the words of the enemy to release fear. What you faith long enough, you will believe and it will come to pass or become a reality. What you fear long enough will come into reality as well. In the book of Job, Job says, "What I have greatly feared has come upon me." Once again, faith comes by hearing the Word of God and hearing. Actually, the Bible says not just once hearing, but a continual process of hearing and hearing. In other words, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God, not just one time. It takes time for your spirit man to work its way through the Word of God and to pull it apart and to get the truth out of it. Faith in God comes by hearing the Word of God, and faith in the devil comes by hearing the words of the devil. Faith is in the devil is called fear. Isn't that interesting? The system works this way. I hear the promise of God, and I desire the promise of God. I speak the promise of God, that releases the spiritual force in me called faith, which is the substance of the thing I desire or I want. Faith in God and His Word comes by hearing the Word of God. Now let me go to fear. Fear comes by hearing the words of the devil or the words of the world. So if hearing God's Word produces faith, hearing the devil's Word produces fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. In the very beginning, there was not fear, and you can see that through Bible scriptures. In the beginning was only faith. Faith is the original system that God uses to make things come into reality, to make things come into our lives, to remove things out of our lives, or to change something in our lives. God uses faith and His words. Through the fall into sin in the Garden of Eden, mankind fell. And the faith system changed to fear. The system is very simple. What you believe in faith long enough, you'll confess out of your mouth and it will become a reality. Also with fear, if you hear it long enough, you will start to say it and it will start to bring towards you that thing that you're saying in fear. God's original system is faith. To the born-again believer and to the world. Because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, the faith system was turned into a fear system. Both systems will produce either good things or bad things. The choice is yours. Just as faith is the substance of things desired, fear is the substance of things not desired. Let me say that again. Just as faith is the substance of things desired or wanted, fear is the substance of things that are not desired or not wanted. That is why we should resist fear like you resist the devil. For the thing which I have greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid is come unto me. This is Job in Job chapter 3, verse 25. How do you overcome fear? By speaking the word of God. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." This is Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. When you are speaking contrary to God's words, you are producing fear. The system is very simple. Faith of God, which the believer needs to overcome everything in life, comes from the Word of God. It doesn't come from the world. What the world has in their words is fear. What we fear long enough will become a reality. What we faith long enough will become a reality. And God puts the choice squarely in the hands of the believer. Of course, God wants you to work as he works, with faith, as Jesus did. Thank you very much for being with me during this topic. Also, an important topic to keep in mind and to keep going over and over and over. Your faith is built up as you hear the word of God, not as you read the word of God, but as you continually hear the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. God does not want us to hear the word of the world. The word of the world is opposite. It's in doubt and unbelief and fear, and that will not produce the promises of God. Thank you for being with me today. Our next topic coming up will be topic number 8, don't speak what the enemy says, the words of the world. Thank you and God bless.